Hello and welcome to Essential Dissent, coming to you from the last days of the U.S. Empire. I'm Wilton Vaught, producer of the series. This episode is No to War Against Humanity, from Venezuela to Nicaragua to Cuba to Palestine, a meeting held at the historic Riverside Church in New York City on September 25, 2025. Sponsored by the United National Anti-War Coalition in association with the Simon Bolivar Institute, the participants sought to build a solidarity movement between the U.S. and Venezuela and to fight for oppressed people everywhere. Please note that the views expressed on Essential Dissent are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent my own views or those of this radio station.
Greetings. I'm Sarah Flounders. I'm helping to coordinate tonight's event, and I'm also part of the United National Anti-War Coalition, a contributing editor to Workers' World newspaper, part of the Sanctions Kill campaign. And there are people's movements that are gathered here tonight, and it's our message to the people of the world. Resistance, resistance. It's a message of the armed people's militia, 5 million strong, organized block by block at the grassroots level in Venezuela today. It's resistencia. It's the message. It's a message of Gaza in the tunnels, in desperate food lines, resistance. It's a message of the Gaza flotilla as they edge closer and closer to Gaza. It's resistance, people's resistance. It's a message of the port workers threatening to shut down Genoa and the ports of Europe if that flotilla is touched. Resistance. And it's a message all around the world. It's a message of decades, decades of Cubans fighting the blockade. It's a message in Nicaragua. We have no weapon against the greatest military onslaught in the world today from the Pentagon, as Trump reminded us. Now, there may be disruptions tonight, and if so, we ask everyone to stay in your seats, be disciplined. We have security here. Our role is to chant loud and strong, so let me hear it. Viva Venezuela! Resistencia! Viva Venezuela! Resistencia! So it's an honor to take part in this meeting tonight. It's a movement of enormous threat right now to the Bolivarian Revolution. Trump's message at the UN restated in every way how real that threat is. He said, "We will use the supreme power of the U.S. military. We will blow you out of existence." That was the message from Trump. And Venezuela's response is a bold people's mobilization in Venezuela and internationally. And we are part of that tonight. The Bolivarian Revolution is really showing the way and the best way, the only way forward to survive this U.S. imperialist onslaught is unity. That's the only way. Neither silence or caution will score any points with these fascists. They're coming after all of us, and the only possible response is greater unity and building collective resistance. So let's be visible and strong and together. That will inspire others. This is imperialism's death throes. They have no solutions, so they threaten the world. They're hated by the world. In the global south and right here, it's going in another direction. U.S. imperialism can't stop it, so let's move forward together, the only way, with our full resistance.
Solidarity. Solidarity. When Venezuela is under attack, what do we do? When Venezuela is under attack, what do we do? I said, when Venezuela is under attack, what do we do? All right, solidarity. Solidarity. So my name is Tom Burke. I'm a trade unionist, if you couldn't tell. I have been down to Venezuela 4 times now with my friend Dostor Zerlint, who's going to speak to you. And I have to tell you, there's a revolution happening in Venezuela, the Bolivarian Revolution. We visited the factories where workers are organized to run those factories and manage those factories. We've been to communities where women are building construction sites like you couldn't believe, big, bold, and beautiful housing for millions of people. We visited the halls of power and were welcomed by the mayor of Caracas and other officials. The presidency of Maduro, the worker president, followed the Comandante Chavez presidency. And it's that civilian-military alliance that the U.S. fears so much. They fear the example of a new society that is democratic and challenges the rich people. They fear a society where the militias led by women my age, all over the country, capture U.S. invaders and Colombian invaders. That's right, clap for those women. Clap for those mothers and grandmothers. They are not going to allow Donald Trump and his frat boys from Wall Street to take over their country. It's not happening. They're going to fail. Trump is a big failure, and the whole world sees it. They're going down. Like Sarah said, the system is failing, and we're here inside the belly of the beast to topple it over. That's who we are in this room.
The next speaker is Dostar Zerlent of the Simon Bolivar Institute, a Venezuelan political activist, author, and an advisor to the late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Dostar Zerlent is an outspoken supporter of the Bolivarian Revolution and has toured the United States to advocate for its goals.
I am going to try to express a little bit of what I'm feeling tonight by seeing you guys over here joining us in this struggle for peace, for unity. Because this is what we are doing today. We are celebrating peace and unity, but we are willing to take arms to do so. Right. Humankind has achieved a lot of things. Some of them wonderful things in favor of all, and some of them have been horrible too. But I wonder if you have ever thought about primitive humans creating languages, learning about what kind of food, what kind of things in nature you could eat, learning to communicate to each other, and if we take that perspective and think about all of what we have done up to today, you may wonder, what has made us so individualistic, so egotistic, so lack of concern about others' fate? And there is no other response but fascism, oppression, supremacism, and the traditional politics of those ones who have oppressed the humankind. So what we are doing today is not only celebrating peace and unity, but also learning about a new paradigm. We are building a new paradigm today to understand humanity. A little bit over 200 years ago, an ideological paradigm emerged, and it made us understand better what capitalism was about. It created a sense of panic in the powerful people dominating the world. It made them create a variety of ideologies and methods, and new methods to oppress us. And we can see that those ideologies have been, still today, being used to dominate us through subtle and sometimes not so obvious ways, but also in very oppressive and clear-sighted genocides like today in Palestine. But it's fascism anyway. And they have different names: Zionism, Falangism, National Socialism, traditional fascism. But in essence, they are pretty much the same. They are ideologies and methods to oppress the people. Racism and supremacism, aporophobic, and some other terms are common among them. So what we are going to do today is to celebrate the possibility of we understanding that we have to fight together to build the society that we want to live in. It's not about a fragment of socialism over here or a fragment of socialism over there. It's the socialism that we need to build together. And to build socialism, we need to understand that we need to defeat fascism that is hiding in Wall Street, that is hiding in the Federal Reserve, that is hiding under the control of the real estate, the big real estate, that is hiding behind the corporate media, that is hiding behind the banks, that is hiding behind the entertainment industry, pretty much behind any little bit of peace that generates real power. If we don't understand these things and we think that the problem is Trump, then we are never going to achieve victory. It's not about Trump. Trump will be gone in a few years. Hopefully, I better not say anything. But fascism will still be there. So what we are trying to build in Venezuela is a society that is based on popular power, that is based on an understanding that to those powerful factors in the world, those that look that cannot be defeated, there is a clear response. That clear response is popular organization, clear ideas of who we are fighting against, and the creation of real popular power. Big empires have been defeated when small groups of determined people have united, have had clear ideas of what they want to achieve, and have been willing to make sacrifices to achieve victory. Thank you very much.
You are listening to Essential Dissent. This episode is No to War Against Humanity, from Venezuela to Nicaragua to Cuba to Palestine, a meeting held at the historic Riverside Church in New York City on September 25th, 2025.
My name is David Paul from the Venezuela Solidarity Network, a group of activists, some of them of you are here, recently organized. And we're very fortunate to have voices from Venezuela here to talk about the reality of Venezuela, also to tell the UN that they ought to follow their own rules and principles of behavior among nations. And especially it's important in this context, which people have spoken to, with the increased hostility and aggression of this corporate gangster criminal government that runs this country against the peoples of Venezuela, a threat to the region, a threat to the continent, a threat to peace everywhere, as it continues to be complicit in the genocide against the Palestinians. The Venezuelans are always reminding us that we're in a battle of ideas. We have to counter the propaganda that they use to cover their crimes. They're always reminding us as well that what imperialism is doing now is nothing new. From Thomas Jefferson to Trump, it's been the same pattern of domination and plunder, and we're seeing it alive. And I remember from a video of Fidel, certainly after the revolution, asked a huge crowd of people, what's the most important, I mean, everyone could have their own, but what's the most important value for a revolutionary? And his answer was courage. And I think Venezuela is one of the best examples, along with Cuba, Nicaragua, the Palestinians, and other people struggling for justice, of that courage and how you deal with bullies. And we in this Venezuela Solidarity Network, we recognize the importance of Venezuela's in the front lines of the battle against imperialism. We have to raise our voices and join our voices in that fight, and urge all other people, whatever groups and organizations and issues you still work with, to seek and tell the truth about Venezuela. Venezuela is not a threat. Venezuela is hope. Viva Chavez. Chavez vive. La lucha sigue.
Greetings, comrades. My name's Larry Holmes. I'm with Workers' World Party. And we want to just say flat out that our position at this moment regarding Venezuela is that it's the most important issue, the most important threat at this moment. And defending Venezuela against U.S. aggression is the main thing at this moment. And it's strategic, comrades. The first thing that they want to do is crush the revolution, and they'll fail. But they're not going to move that armada of warships and all those thousands of troops, who knows how many thousands of troops that they have in the waters surrounding all of South America. As comrade said, you know, Cuba could be next, Nicaragua, Panama, and you name it. Their strategy, and this is not hyperbole, is to establish what amounts to a military dictatorship throughout the entire hemisphere. To one extent or another, this was always their objective, but it's different now, comrades. And the other part is to establish a military dictatorship right here. And that is why they're sending troops into the streets of our cities. They are setting up the infrastructure, comrades, to declare martial law. And it had nothing to do with crime. And of course, the war on migrant workers is a big part of it. But they're getting ready for massive resistance. So for all of us who are fighting and who know people who are fighting around all the issues, we're overwhelmed by attacks. We must go out and we must explain to them and convince all of the progressive activists and anti-imperialist forces that defending Venezuela is not somebody else's issue. It's your issue, because it's connected to a grand, diabolical strategy that's underway that affects everyone. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Roger Wareham. I am a representative of the December 12th movement. And we join in the previous and the statements of support that will follow in terms of offering our unreserved support for Venezuela. Our community remembers, as one of the prior comrades said, the subsidized oil that made it possible for people to heat their homes when, if it was left up to U.S. companies, they would have frozen to death. They remember that Venezuela came out in support of Zimbabwe when the United States and the U.K. were trying to isolate them for having the temerity to take their land back from the countries that colonized them. We remember that Venezuela had a national conference on reparations 7 years ago that I attended that was full of international observers, when the United States doesn't even want to acknowledge that reparations are due. So we remember all those things. And we understand that this current attack, this escalating attack on Venezuela, is a double-edged sword for the United States. On one hand, it comes at socialism. It comes at the whole boogeyman of socialism that they raise when they don't want to deal with what is the world is coming to. On the other hand, it allows them, it gives Trump an excuse, because if the one point of resistance he has found when he's taken some of these executive orders and gone to court is that he said he was doing the deportation, he was doing all these things because the United States was under war. And one court said, what war? There's no war been declared. So the provocation with Venezuela is to try and push them to attack in a way that he can then say war is on, and the last barrier that's preventing him from just exercising outright control in the United States will be gone. So we understand that. And we understand that this call, this meeting, these events are a demand, particularly upon groups that consider themselves progressive, revolutionary, that we have to come together, we have to put aside whatever differences that we think are so crucial that it prevents us from coming together, because they're very united in terms of what they want to do. Finally, I just want to say this. Puerto Rico, the struggle for independence in Puerto Rico is part of the whole struggle in the Caribbean for national independence. Tuesday was the 20th anniversary of the assassination of Filiberto Ojeda Rios, who was the comandante of Los Macheteros and a resolute fighter for the independence of Puerto Rico. And I just want to raise this because sometimes people will forget. United States very cynically killed him on the day of El Grito de Lares, which is a Puerto Rican Independence Day from the point of view of the independentistas. So I want to raise up his name, that we honor him along with the other heroes that have passed in time. Que viva Resistencia, Venezuela. Hands off Venezuela, please.
Dear comrades, it's a pleasure to join you all, to stand here with our brothers and sisters from Venezuela, from Cuba, from Palestine. On behalf of the People's Forum, we extend not just our solidarity, but alongside all the other organizations in this room, our commitment to stand with Venezuela until the last consequences, to stand with the people of Venezuela against imperialist aggression, to join the people of the world in mobilizing against not just the Trump administration, but the forces of the far right, the forces of fascism that have in fact declared war on all of humanity. We understand very well that the war that is being threatened on the people of Venezuela is simply the other side of the coin of a war that is being waged on Black America, a war being waged on immigrants in this country, a war on poor and working people, a war on everyone who does not conform to the designs of white supremacy in this country. That is why we understand that when we stand with Venezuela, we stand for ourselves. Those who do not know how to fight for others will never know how to fight for themselves. So in these perilous times, in these times in which Trump threatens humanity, in which Trump threatens the people of Venezuela, of Cuba, of Nicaragua, in which Trump continues to sponsor genocide against the people of Palestine, we will meet this moment in the streets. We will meet this moment in the millions, mobilizing the working people of this planet. Because we know, because history has taught us so, that only organization, only organized people power can defeat fascism. Thank you, comrades.
Good evening, comrades and friends. My name is Hossam Marajda, a member of the leadership of the U.S. Palestinian Community Network, a Palestinian and Arab organization with 8 chapters across the country that fights for the liberation of all Arab land from Zionism, occupation, and colonialism, as well as self-determination for the Palestinian people and the right of return for all refugees and their descendants. It is an absolute honor to be standing here and speaking amongst our distinguished guests, Honorable Ivan Hill, the Foreign Affairs Minister of Venezuela, and Blanca Acut, the president of the Simon Bolivar Institute, Ana Teresa Gonzalez, General Director of Consular Affairs, and Cuban residents abroad. I would like to also give a special thank you to Dostor Zorlant. Thank you to Sarah Flounders of the United Anti-War Action Coalition, Gail Walker of Pastors for Peace, and my dear friend Tom Burke of the Freedom Road Socialist Organization for this special invitation. First and foremost, I would like to extend my deepest gratitude to our guests for their revolutionary spirit and for the immense struggles they lead, not only for the people of their own countries, but for all people around the world, especially those that are oppressed by imperialism and in my homeland, Palestine. The progress achieved in your countries has been nothing short of extraordinary and deeply inspiring to us all, especially that these advances are made in the face of brutal U.S. imperialism, sanctions, war, and constant intervention in your homelands and societies. That is why you are some of the most important leaders of the world today, and why the people and workers of the world love and respect you so much. Second, on behalf of USPCN and our people around the world, I thank you all for your brave stances in support of Palestine over many decades, and especially now during the most challenging times in our history and liberation struggle. You suspended diplomatic relations with the racist colonial state of Israel while Arab reactionary and comprador regimes were signing treaties. You support our liberation politically, diplomatically, and in the court of world public opinion, and we appreciate your bravery and principles in the face of such brutal attacks from the U.S. and other Western countries. Since October 7th, your countries were amongst the first to stand up and call the assault on Gaza what it truly is, a genocide. You are amongst the first to condemn the genocide and call for accountability and join South Africa's case against Israel in the International Court of Justice. You extended your hand to support us, knowing full well that support for anti-imperialist and anti-colonialist struggles puts you at odds with the empire. My final thank you is to the brave people of your countries for continuing on the revolutionary path of social justice and progress that sends shockwaves across the world. My people in Palestine and the Arab world and people of conscience everywhere recognize Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, South Africa, and others as our guiding light, as the beacon of freedom and liberation from the cages of reaction and empire. We salute your incredible accomplishments and leadership and the path to progress you light for the rest of us across the world. Viva la revolución, viva la revolución bolivariana, hasta la victoria siempre. What we are witnessing globally is massive resistance to the United States and Western empires and their hegemony over the world. The genocide in Gaza is exposing the crimes of the most vicious occupation and colonizing power. And the U.S. allows Israel to violate every single international and human rights law in real time and right in front of our eyes in order to keep its vassal state alive and retain its power in the region. The days of racist, Zionist, apartheid regimes are numbered, and this is why we are seeing such brutality from Tel Aviv and Washington. Tom Barrack, the U.S. envoy to Syria, speaking about U.S.'s and Israel's plans for Lebanon, admitted 2 days ago in an interview that peace is not possible. Someone has to dominate and someone has to submit. What Barrack doesn't understand is that with the support of the world community and the brave nations represented on the stage tonight, the people of Palestine, Lebanon, Iraq, Yemen, Syria, and Iran will never, ever, ever surrender. No matter the price. I would like to remind Barrack that even after 2 years of genocide
and ethnic cleansing and indiscriminate bombing everywhere in Gaza. The direct killing of 65,000 martyrs and the indirect killing of maybe close to 300,000, according to a respected medical journal, The Lancet. The Palestinian people and our unified popular resistance in Gaza, the West Bank, Jerusalem, and even inside 1948 Palestine is still alive and well. Yes. Palestinian steadfastness and popular resistance are embedded in our blood and our culture, but also highly influenced by the people and leaders of Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, and others, as the beautiful examples of what real freedom and liberation looks like. Palestine is not the only place where the U.S. dominance is crumbling. Iran has risen to the challenge against Israel. The U.S. was forced to stop bombing Yemen even after dozens of threats. It is losing its grip on Africa. The U.S. has lost its trade war with China, and China is becoming more and more dominant, not just in Asia, but expanding its influence and Belt and Road Initiative in Africa and beyond as well. A Pentagon report recently released admitted that the U.S. is no longer shifting military resources to China and East Asia, a sign that it is indeed losing its dominance. The U.S. is losing its influence and dominance in Latin America. When multiple coup attempts fail, they resort to military invasions, as we are seeing now with Venezuela. De-dollarization across the world is accelerating, and more countries are joining BRICS, and more countries are standing up in the face of empire. In the United States, we are dealing with massive economic and political crises as well. Workers and important sectors in the Black liberation, Chicano liberation, immigrant rights, and other national liberation and oppressed nationality movements are rising up against the systems of injustice, racism, white supremacy, and capitalism that are inherent in the United States. The 2020 George Floyd uprising was one of the largest and most significant in the history of the United States, and now we are seeing massive resistance to ICE and National Guards in cities like Chicago, DC, Los Angeles, New York, Miami, and others. These are all signs of a changing world and a shift in the balances of power. Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, South Africa, Palestine, Yemen, and all of our people are at the front of this shift, inspiring the whole world with our sacrifices, our steadfastness, and our resistance. Of course, we mourn our martyrs in Palestine every single day, and we know how brutally difficult it is to read the news and study the stats and watch the videos. But as a reminder, Algeria lost more than 1 million of its beautiful souls in the battle for its independence. Vietnam lost as many as 3 million of its beautiful souls to expel the French and the U.S. imperialists out of their nation. And just like them, with the support of the people in this room and the people of the world, Palestine will be victorious, and we will finally defeat Zionism, apartheid, and colonialism. And we will once and for all free Palestine from the river to the sea.
You are listening to Essential Dissent. This episode is No to War Against Humanity, from Venezuela to Nicaragua to Cuba to Palestine, a meeting held at the historic Riverside Church in New York City on September 25, 2025. We just heard Hussam Marajda of the U.S.-Palestinian Community Network. Next up is Ivan Gil, the Venezuelan Foreign Affairs Minister. He will speak in Spanish, followed by an English translation.
Buenas tardes, queridos compañeros, compañeras, camaradas. que hoy nos acompañan acá.
Good evening, brothers, sisters, comrades accompanying us today.
Hemos escuchado las importantes reflexiones, intervenciones que han hecho desde lo profundo del pueblo norteamericano, de lo profundo del pueblo estadounidense, pueblo al cual amamos.
So we have heard so far the deep reflections coming from these comrades, these friends of the United States who are speaking from their soul, from the deepest spirit of these people.
Venimos acá desde Cuba, desde Venezuela, desde Nicaragua, desde los pueblos oprimidos, los pueblos sufridos, los pueblos golpeados por el imperialismo, a recibir y a darles un gran abrazo a todos ustedes.
So we come here from Cuba, from Venezuela, from Nicaragua, people oppressed, people suffering, and people who have been seriously hit by imperialism.
Pero además somos pueblos victoriosos, pueblos que van construyendo prosperidad, que van sembrando esperanza en el mundo.
However, these people are also victorious. They are prosperous and they are sowing hope in the world.
Y después de haber descrito esta situación, nosotros queremos enviarle un nuevo mensaje al pueblo norteamericano, al pueblo estadounidense.
So after this description, we want to send a message to the American people.
La lucha de la revolución bolivariana, la lucha de la revolución cubana, la lucha de la revolución nicaragüense, la lucha de los pueblos latinoamericanos es la misma lucha y es la misma, busca el mismo objetivo que busca el pueblo estadounidense, que busca el pueblo trabajador, que buscan los obreros, que buscan los campesinos, que buscan las amas de casa.
So the same struggle that we find in the revolutions in Venezuela, in Cuba, and Nicaragua are the very same struggles and the same objectives of the U.S. people, of the workers, the women, the peasants.
Las razones por las cuales se atacan a nuestros pueblos han sido descritas en desde esta tribuna en toda esta tarde. Recursos naturales, sometimiento, torcer la voluntad de los pueblos y fundamentalmente dañar el deseo de los pueblos para luchar por su libertad.
And the attacks that we suffer in our regions, the reasons for these attacks have been fully explained so far. Natural resources, the will to submit people, the will to prevent people from achieving their hopes, the will of damaging the possibility of these people to become free people.
Nosotros estamos seguros que no representan al pueblo estadounidense, no representan al pueblo norteamericano, aquellos que promueven, que tratan de sembrar la guerra en nuestro Caribe, que tratan de amenazar a nuestros países, que tratan de torcer nuestras voluntades.
We certainly think that those in the United States who are trying to create wars, who are trying to threaten people and bully people, they do not represent the people of the United States.
Porque independientemente de la ideología de cada uno de nosotros, de la ideología de cada uno de los estadounidenses y norteamericanos, nosotros estamos seguros que este es un pueblo que está cansado de la guerra.
And regardless of the ideology of the people of the United States, we are certain that the people in this country are fed up with wars.
Este es un pueblo que está cansado de que sus hijos, de que sus hijas, de que su pueblo tiña de sangre otros países, otra geografía, solamente para tratar de alimentar una maquinaria industrial de guerra, para tratar de alimentar unas élites que han usufructado el poder durante muchos años.
We are certain that people in the United States are fed up of seeing their children dying in foreign lands, just because an elite, a wealthy elite, an industrial elite is trying to create these wars precisely to increase their power and their wealth in the country.
A ese pueblo es el que nosotros le hablamos.
And we're addressing precisely that people today.
Ese pueblo que es capaz de parar la guerra.
That people that could stop the war.
Ese pueblo de paz. Ese pueblo que puede transitar junto con nosotros la construcción de la verdadera prosperidad de todos.
A people that is trying to build peace and that with us can build the true prosperity to all of us.
Es necesario que juntos construyamos una verdadera masa crítica que promueva y que consolide la paz.
We need to create together a powerful critical mass capable of building peace.
Ni Venezuela, ni Cuba, ni Nicaragua, ni ningún pueblo de la América Latina busca una confrontación con los Estados Unidos.
Neither Venezuela, nor Cuba, nor Nicaragua want any confrontation with the United States.
Nosotros solo queremos construir nuestro camino.
We want to build our own path.
En paz, en libertad, ejerciendo nuestra soberanía.
With peace, with liberty, and exercising fully our sovereignty.
Y también queremos ver el pueblo de los Estados Unidos creciendo en paz, en libertad, con soberanía.
And we also want to see the U.S. people growing and prospering in peace, in liberty, and in prosperity.
Queremos ver al pueblo de Estados Unidos que pueda tener un empleo digno, un empleo seguro, un empleo estable, que pueda comprar sus alimentos, que pueda adquirir su gasolina, que pueda desarrollarse plenamente.
We want to have in the United States people with dignifying jobs, stable jobs, capable of obtaining the salary enough for them to have a dignified life.
Y un pueblo que ya no vea más a sus hijos ir a la guerra para que una clase política, una élite, viva de esa situación.
People who do not want to see their children anymore going to a war in order to feed a class, an elite, that using this war to increase their power and their wealth.
Es la hora que transitemos juntos, el pueblo de Estados Unidos y el pueblo latinoamericano, esta verdadera acción, esta épica que nos toca construir en los años que vienen por venir.
So it is time, we think it is high time for the U.S. people and the Latin American people to conduct an action, an epic action, in order to build a region which is truly able to live in peace and prosperity for all.
Eso es la revolución bolivariana. Eso es la revolución cubana. Eso es la revolución sandinista.
Those are the aspirations of the Cuban, the Nicaraguan, and the Venezuelan revolution.
Revoluciones que convocan a los pueblos.
A revolution or revolutions convening the people.
A sus obreros, a sus campesinos, a sus hombres y mujeres.
Workers, peasants, men and women.
No hay ninguna contradicción en el desarrollo integral del pueblo de Estados Unidos y el desarrollo integral de los pueblos latinoamericanos.
There are no contradictions between the comprehensive development of the Venezuelan people, the Latin American people, and the U.S. people.
Lo que estamos seguros nosotros es que con una guerra en nuestro hemisferio o una guerra más en el mundo, el desarrollo de nuestros pueblos no será posible.
What is certain, if we generate a new war in this world, there will be no assurance of development for any people.
No serán las bombas, ni los destructores, ni los misiles, ni los submarinos nucleares quienes lleven mayor alimento a las casas de los trabajadores norteamericanos.
It's not through bombs, through destroyers, through missiles and through nuclear submarines that we are going to put food on our tables.
No será la guerra ni los soldados entrenados de Estados Unidos los que consigan que los huevos sean más baratos, que la gasolina sea más barata, que haya más trabajo, que haya mejores trabajos para todos los norteamericanos.
It is not through war. It is not through soldiers that eggs are going to become cheaper, that gas is going to become cheaper, and that you're going to have better jobs into the future.
No será con violencia que conseguiremos la mejor, la felicidad y la estabilidad y el crecimiento de nuestros pueblos.
So it's not through violence that happiness, stability, and growth will be achieved in our people, in our societies.
Nosotros sabemos a quiénes se enriquecen con la guerra.
We know who draws benefits and become wealthy through wars.
Sabemos quién se enriquece con el discurso de odio.
We know who enriches through the hate speech.
Son unos pocos.
Just a minority, just a few.
Políticos tradicionales de siempre.
The traditional political people.
Y que nosotros estamos seguros que el pueblo de Estados Unidos ya les dijo que no hace tiempo.
And we are certain that the U.S. people have already said no to these traditional politicians.
Esa contradicción la estamos viviendo hoy en los Estados Unidos.
And I think that is the core of the contradictions today in U.S. society.
Y es un parto que vamos a vivir juntos.
And this new world that is going to birth will be seen by all of us.
Y no estoy hablando de un tema partidista, de si es un partido o el otro. Hablo de una clase política que habita en cualquier organización política.
And we are not going about talking about the party in particular. I think this political class can be found in various parties.
Y que nada tiene que ver con las aspiraciones legítimas del pueblo norteamericano.
And they have nothing to do with the legitimate aspirations of the U.S. people.
Es necesario que juntos nosotros transitemos este parto de la historia.
So together we need to be witness to this delivery, this birth of a new time in our period.
Tenemos 26 años de revolución bolivariana.
The Bolivarian Revolution has already commemorated its 26th anniversary.
26 años donde hemos sido atacados por todo tipo de poder, desde los Estados Unidos, desde Europa, desde ese mundo autodenominado mundo occidental.
And during this period, we've been the target of continuous and relentless attacks by the United States, the European Union, the so-called Western world.
Son 66 años de revolución cubana que también ha sufrido los mismos ataques.
66 years of the Cuban Revolution, always under these very same attacks.
Ya basta de eso.
Enough, enough, enough.
Hoy se acusa a nuestros líderes, a nuestro presidente Nicolás Maduro, a los líderes de la Revolución Bolivariana, a los líderes de la Revolución Cubana, a los líderes de la Revolución Nicaragüense, de todo tipo de delitos.
Today, the leaders of the Bolivarian Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, the Nicaraguan Revolution are accused of all sorts of crimes.
¿Quién los acusa?
Who is accusing them?
Son los medios de comunicación, son los poderosos de siempre, son los que han vivido de las guerras, son los que han vivido de las agresiones, quien acusan a nuestros líderes hoy en día de delincuentes.
The media, the powerful people, those who have always extracted enormous wealth out of wars.
Son los mismos que dijeron que había armas de destrucción masiva en Irak.
The very same ones who said that arms of destruction were in Iraq.
Son los mismos que construyeron falsas narrativas en Libia.
The very same one who created the false narrative in order to attack Libya.
Y nada tiene que ver con el pueblo estadounidense.
And these attacks and these narratives have nothing to do with the U.S. people.
Es un poder de una élite incluso más poderosa que los gobiernos norteamericanos.
This is the power of an elite that today is far more powerful than the U.S. government.
Pero ese poder hoy también está en declive.
Today, that very power, however, is also in decline.
Porque los pueblos del mundo han despertado.
Because the peoples of the world have awakened.
El pueblo norteamericano ha despertado también.
The US people have awakened.
Porque busca su felicidad.
Because now the US people are in the search of their happiness.
Porque está buscando su grandeza.
They are trying to find their grandeur.
Está buscando sus orígenes.
They are in the quest of their origins.
¿De dónde nació el pueblo estadounidense?
The origins of the United
States. La lucha contra un imperio.
Well, they fought an empire.
Una lucha contra el colonialismo.
They fought colonialism.
De la construcción de una república.
They built a republic
que llevara felicidad a su pueblo.
That should be there to create the happiness of the people.
Y hoy estoy seguro que el pueblo norteamericano se está reencontrando con sus valores fundacionales.
I think that today the US people is going back to its original values.
Y así como el pueblo latinoamericano está transitando ese camino de consolidación de su república, de consolidación de su soberanía, el pueblo norteamericano también hará lo mismo.
And I'm certain that in the same way that the Latin American people is consolidating their republic and their independence, today the US people are also in the same quest.
Blanca nos hablaba del decreto de un expresidente norteamericano, Barack Hussein Obama, que declaró a Venezuela amenaza inusual extraordinaria.
Blanca already talked about this US president who signed the decree accusing Venezuela of being an unusual and serious threat to the United States.
Y es esa orden la que hoy autoriza a las peores acciones en contra de la revolución bolivariana y en contra del pueblo venezolano.
And it is thanks to that decree that today they have all today the right to accuse Venezuela of the worst crimes and attack Venezuela relentlessly.
Necesitamos más pruebas de que es la misma élite de hace 15, de hace 20, de hace 25 años la que hoy trata de vivir del pueblo venezolano, del vivir del sufrimiento del pueblo latinoamericano. No tenemos duda que es la misma élite de hace 20 años que trata lo mismo.
So there is no doubt in our minds then that the very same elite that 15, 20, 25 years ago took those decisions that harmed the Latin American people and created so much suffering, that very same elite continues governing today the United States.
Así que nosotros estamos muy contentos de esta reunión, de esta unión que hoy consolidamos acá en este bello lugar.
So we are extremely happy to see that today there is this union that is created and that we are consolidating precisely this brotherhood between us.
Tenemos militantes de distintos estados de los Estados Unidos acá.
Here we have the presence of militants from various states of the United States.
Tenemos militantes de distintos movimientos.
Coming from various movements of this country.
De distintas ideologías, pudiéramos decir.
From incluso various ideologies.
Pero tenemos militantes por la paz, por la vida, que somos todos.
But we are deep inside the militants for peace and for life.
Y ese valor de la paz y la vida es lo que nos unirá a nosotros por siempre.
And it's precisely these values of peace and life that will unite us forever.
La paz y la vida es el valor más revolucionario en este momento.
Peace and life are today the most revolutionary values that we have.
La paz y la vida en Palestina, la paz y la vida en Irán, la paz y la vida en Venezuela, la paz y la vida en Cuba, la paz y la vida en los Estados Unidos.
So peace and life in Palestine, in Iran, in Cuba, in Venezuela.
Unámonos alrededor de la paz y la vida.
Therefore, let's rally around peace and life.
Pidamos a nuestros gobiernos, a nuestros dirigentes, a nuestros partidos, que avancemos en la consolidación de la paz verdadera.
So let's ask our governments, leaders, political parties that we need to consolidate peace and life.
El presidente Nicolás Maduro ha propuesto una gran conferencia de la paz y la soberanía en nuestra región latinoamericana.
President Maduro has been calling for the summoning of a world conference on peace and sovereignty in the region.
Una conferencia donde se han sumado algunos gobiernos.
And some governments have already given their support to this initiative.
Pero una conferencia que si no se suma a los pueblos y no se suma al pueblo de Estados Unidos, no tendrá ningún éxito.
However, this conference is doomed to fail if peoples around the world, but people in the United States, do not join in this effort.
Cierro este mensaje, queridos camaradas, convocándonos y convocándoles a participar, a promover esta conferencia de la paz, de la vida, de la soberanía para toda nuestra región.
So I would like to close by inviting you to join in this common effort to promote a world conference on peace, on freedom, on life for all.
No permitamos que usen a nuestros hijos, a nuestros nietos, a nuestros hermanos, a nuestras hermanas como moneda de sacrificio para obtener petróleo.
So we cannot continue to allow them to use our children, grandchildren, men, women, in order to sacrifice their lives in order for them to become stronger and wealthier.
Detengamos el envío de bombas a los jóvenes latinoamericanos, a las jóvenes latinoamericanas. Detengamos la criminalización de nuestra migración. Detengamos todo lo que ha generado esta violencia, esta conducta de miedo que hoy se quiere imponer en nuestra región.
So we need to be very serious in stopping this bombardment, this criminalization of migration in this country that is creating the fear they need for people to be subdued and then for them to realize their objectives.
Y concluyo ahora sí con un pensamiento de nuestro libertador Simón Bolívar.
And I would like to close my words by quoting Simon Bolivar.
Confieso que voy a tratar de recordarlo.
I'm trying to remember what exactly he said.
Pero Libertador Bolívar decía, la paz es mi puerto, es mi gloria, es mi honor, y es todo en cuanto lo más sagrado es en mi vida. Así que la paz será nuestra victoria.
So peace, he said, is my harbor, is my glory, is my honor, and I will sacrifice everything for peace. Let's do the same today in this country.
Viva Venezuela, viva Cuba, viva el pueblo de los Estados Unidos.
Long live the US people, long live Cuba.
You've been listening to Essential Dissent. This episode was No to War Against Humanity, from Venezuela to Nicaragua to Cuba to Palestine, a meeting held at the historic Riverside Church in New York City on September 25, 2025. Sponsored by the United National Anti-War Coalition in association with the Simón Bolívar Institute, the participants sought to build a solidarity movement between the U.S. and Venezuela and to fight for oppressed people everywhere. Please note that the views expressed on Essential Dissent are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent my own views or those of this radio station. I'm Wilton Vaught saying thanks for listening, and remember, never believe anything until you hear the official denial.